Canada-based plastic surgery. Terry speaking.
Hi, Terry. It's Sarah. Sorry, I missed your call.
Oh, Sarah, yes. Hi. I think I just sent you an email. Did you send through an inquiry about ganglion? Yeah, yeah.
I'm so scared to get this thing removed.
Really?
Because I don't want to go under. I've actually had it for like 10 years. And then it disappeared after like 3 years, completely disappeared one day. And then it came back a year or so later. But I'm very active. I lift weights and I'm, put pressure through my wrist. So that's probably what it's from, being active and lifting weights. And it's not causing me pain, but I avoid doing push-ups because it pushes the pressure between the wrist joint there.
So
just get it removed.
You should. And the thing is, some people do just go and get them drained, but it doesn't remove the cause because it's coming from the joint capsule.
God, and I'm not going to sit there wide awake while you drain that thing. That's work.
No,
I think you need to put me to sleep. There's no way I'm going to sit there and let someone put a big fat needle in it
while I'm awake. So you will be put, it's under general anesthetic.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, just remove it under a local because I'm not going to sit there awake.
No, I said general anesthetic. It'll definitely be a general anesthetic. Yeah, not a local.
Okay.
Did I write local
anesthetic? So am I awake when you remove it?
No, you're asleep.
Oh, great. Perfect.
You're asleep. Yeah, yeah. No, it's done under a general anaesthetic. Do you have private insurance, Sarah?
We do.
You do? Good.
And hospital cover.
Yeah.
Good. Fully replaced, so I'm assuming we've got hospital.
Yeah, so basically the fee, I think Mr. Ross's fee for that procedure might be $300 or something out of pocket. We did one just recently, so I can tell you exactly what the fees will be.
Yeah, amazing. And then the initial
just a young girl, sounded young like you. She was still at school, though, trying to do her exams with, where is she? As I know, she...
I'm just really nervous to go under because I haven't gone under
haven't you?
I had my boobs done like 12 years ago and that was it, and I'm too scared to even replace those.
No, it's nice going under. It's a nice feeling.
But you know what I mean. I've got two kids now, so I assess risk a lot more, so it's very scary.
I'm just trying to find this lovely girl. She's so nice.
So I'll have like the last appointment for the year? No, I'm joking.
Well, the thing is, you're going to have to stop your weightlifting for a bit while you heal. I've gone way back, I think, too far. Hang on. You know, when you're looking for something, you can never find it. I know it wasn't that long because we just discharged her. I know. And it's just...
Yeah, so like, 6 to 8 weeks properly off it and then slowly building back up again, right?
Yeah, it'll be like you'll be in a splint for a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks before we take all that off just to keep the whole... Did you say it's in your wrist? It's your...
On my left one, so not my main one, which is great.
Yeah. Funny when you're trying to find something. I'm going to search. Hang on. I think I remember a name. Hang on. Oh, it's Anne Sophie.
And you're in Bayside, is that right?
Yeah. So, well, we've got consulting suites at Brighton and at Frankston and at Clayton. So are you Bayside? Do you live Bayside?
Yeah, Hampton.
Yeah, great. Oh, so, yeah, like we usually do the day things. Actually, we did this girl at Linica, but we could do it at, I think it just suited her to have it done at Linica, or we could do it at Sir John Monash Private Hospital. So I'm just going to have a look.
Linica, and then I can just walk home.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, like David's fee was $350 out of pocket, and the health insurance pays about $400, so it makes about $750 altogether. And the anaesthetist, like their fee, if you paid it all up and then claimed back, I think their fee's going to be about $750.
Yeah.
And the hospital, well, hopefully it'll just be in the excess that you've got. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's sort of the rough idea of cost. And I sent you a little email and said, like, the cost of coming to see us is $180 and you get $86.15 back from Medicare.
Yeah.
So,
and then when's the next, time-wise, once I book in for initial, what's the way to get in to get the surgery done?
Oh, we can, because it's only a 45-minute procedure, so we can slot you in anywhere, really.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so you just get a couple of weeks, really.
Does he actually do just hands, or does he do explant as well?
No, he does a lot of things. So he was head of the breast unit at Monash for a while, but he's not anymore. And he's sort of like, because he's sort of, looking at retiring in about 10 years, he says. He does a lot of breast stuff. He does a lot of body lift surgery, facial surgery. But he did, in his training, he did a hand fellowship. So he does a lot of hand stuff, and we do a lot of ganglions.
Okay, let's do the hand first, and then we'll tackle the boobs.
Yeah.
The 45 minutes is like a warm-up to the big one.
Yeah, we can see.
Because I need a full either explant or replacement.
Oh, really? So how long have
they're rippling. I got them done with Tavacoli in Sydney, but they're rippling, and they're kind of catching when I train a bit. Like, I can feel a little bit of a pain when I train, so they probably just need replacing maybe this.
Yeah.
What's it called? Tuck and trap, that thing where they
it's
chase themselves over the muscle? Yeah.
Because we're actually, like, even the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons put out brochures for removing implants, so I think they've been around long enough now that people are having them out.
Mm.
And then we're either replacing them or doing sort of a mastopexy type lift.
Yeah, I don't have any fat in the butt to pull out.
you haven't got anything to lift in?
No.
Out. Yeah,
maybe a smidgen.
Maybe you don't. I mean, some people just have, since they had them in, if they've had them in 20 years, they've then put on a lot of weight. So they actually, one lady had a breast reduction, had hers out, and then had a reduction. So
I would probably be like under 10% body fat because I'm a trainer, so I'm
fit. My goodness. Okay.
Not to be rude, I'm just very fit and active, and I lift a lot of weights, and that's why they're in the way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, well, you can have that discussion with David then when you come in.
Let's do the hand first because that's a little surgery, and that'll warm me up to the big one.
It will, and you can get used to having a nice – I mean, it's just a little anesthetic. It's sort of –
I'm actually petrified. I remember when I had my boobs done 12 years ago, I cried when I went to sleep then, and then I woke up fine. But, like, it's just scary.
What is it that scares you the most? Are you worried about waking
not
up?
Not waking up.
Or not waking up. Oh, look, I suppose it's funny how you get frightened of some things when you think, like, realistically, it just doesn't happen in this sort of, when everybody's
I think it's
so
when you have kids, you just get to that point.
Yeah, you do. It's like becoming aware of your own mortality, and you think back of the things you used to do and go, oh, my goodness, how did I
skydive? 34 years old and I'm petrified.
Oh, no, Sarah. All right, so I'm going to find – now, where did you live? Bayside, you said?
Yeah. So an initial when you have any time, what are your dates like?
Yeah, look, I've got lots of little slots. If you're not going to talk about your other things, just your hand.
We'll just do the hand for now, and I'll see how it goes on, please.
And I mean, where are we? I'm just going to have a look here. What have I got? I'm just having a little look to see whether I could squeeze you in. I could potentially squeeze you in just in 3 days' time at 9:30, but it's just a little appointment. You couldn't talk about anything else, or then...
No, that's fine. I'm happy to just keep it with the hand.
Yeah.
Can I do sorry, because I work in the mornings. Do you have anything next week after 11?
After 11, okay. Well, certainly not that day. Let me have a look. After 11. The later I've got 11 o'clock on Thursday the 31st.
Perfect.
Would that work, Sarah?
Yes, that's perfect.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, and that's at the Brighton Room. So, and that's sort of our last appointment because then he's got to go down to the Peninsula for surgery.
That's fine.
So that's good. Now, just remind me your surname. I'll add you.
B-O-U-L.
B-O-U-L.
A-Z.
Yes.
E-R-I-S.
I-S. Great. And it was Sarah with an H, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That. And Mrs.
married name is Smith, but all my cards are in that name that I gave you.
I'll put Ms. That's the easiest one then. And it can be whatever. Well, that just means whatever you want to be, really. Okay, and I've got your mobile. What's your date of birth, Sarah?
10/2/91.
And have you got a referral from a GP?
No, but I can get one.
Yeah, get one so then I can do the claim back for you for your...
Yep,
you get the ASIC back. And you need one to have surgery, so you may as well get it earlier and then you can use it for both. And Sarah, what's your address?
9B, yes. Teddington, Teddington.
Yeah.
Road, Hampton, 3188.
Great. So 9B Teddington Road, Hampton. Got that. I've got your mobile. You'll bring a referral. Who's your insurance with?
HCF.
IHCF. Fantastic. So if you just bring in those details, your Medicare details, I'll send an SMS to your phone a couple of days before your appointment, and we're at 159 Church Street in Brighton.
What's the number, sorry?
159. So it's
159 Church Street.
Yeah, the nearest intersection is with Mail Street, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
No, you're very welcome. Okay, and so we'll just have a look at your ganglion and make a plan, surgical
plan.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
take
you.
Care. Bye.
Bye.